Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're diving into one of the most fascinating prophecies in the Old Testament, a remarkable prediction found in the book of Zechariah. This ancient text contains an extraordinary vision that bridges centuries of faith and points directly to events that would shape the course of history. Today's Bible verse is from Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Exult greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout for joy, O daughter Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. A just savior is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
In today's Bible verse, we find a vivid description that would echo through the centuries. A king coming to Jerusalem riding not on a magnificent war horse or in a golden chariot, but on a humble donkey. This imagery is absolutely fascinating because it completely contradicts what you'd expect from a royal entrance. In ancient times, kings would typically arrive on mighty steeds displaying their power and military might. But this prophecy speaks of something entirely different. A ruler who chooses humility over grandeur, peace over warfare. The text specifically mentions a colt, the foal of a donkey, a detail that's so precise it's almost like a divine fingerprint waiting to be discovered. What makes this prophecy even more remarkable is how it perfectly balances two seemingly contradictory qualities. The text describes this figure as both a king and a savior, yet emphasizes his humility. This wasn't just any leader being described, it was a picture of the Messiah who would combine divine authority with genuine humility. Someone who would turn the world's understanding of power and leadership completely upside down. One of the most striking aspects of Zechariah's prophecy is its vision of global unity. The prophet speaks of a time when people from all nations would come together in Jerusalem to worship. This wasn't just about a physical gathering in one location, it represented something far more profound about humanity's spiritual journey. Think about the world in Zechariah's time. Nations were divided, cultures were isolated, and religious practices were largely confined within tribal or national boundaries. Yet here was this incredible vision of people from every corner of the earth, united in purpose and worship. This wasn't just revolutionary, it was nearly unimaginable in that historical context. The beauty of this prophecy lies in its inclusive nature. It breaks down the barriers of nationality, ethnicity, and cultural background. Instead of division and separation, it presents a picture of harmony and unity, where differences are celebrated rather than feared. This vision shows us that in God's plan, diversity isn't an obstacle to overcome, but rather a beautiful tapestry of worship. And perhaps most remarkably, this prophecy suggests that true unity doesn't come from erasing our differences or forcing conformity. Instead, it comes through shared devotion and common purpose. It's about people from all walks of life maintaining their unique identities while being united in their worship and recognition of a higher truth. Now let's look at how this incredible prophecy became reality through the spread of the gospel. When Jesus entered Jerusalem on that donkey, it wasn't just fulfilling one small detail. It was setting in motion a chain of events that would transform the world. The message that started in Jerusalem would soon reach the farthest corners of the earth, just as Zechariah had foreseen. Think about what happened after Jesus' resurrection. The disciples, who were once afraid and hiding, suddenly became bold messengers carrying this revolutionary message beyond Jerusalem's walls.
The gospel began breaking down ancient barriers that had separated people for generations. Gentiles who were once considered outsiders to God's covenant were now being welcomed into the family of faith. This worldwide spread of the gospel message was exactly what Zechariah had prophesied about, people from all nations coming together to worship. We see it happening in our own time, churches in Asia, Africa, Europe, the Americas, all worshiping the same God, all acknowledging Jesus as Lord. It's a beautiful fulfillment of that ancient vision. The impact has been profound and far-reaching. Communities that once stood apart now find common ground in their faith. Languages that never shared common words now share prayers and praise. Cultural traditions that seemed incompatible now blend together in wonderful expressions of worship. This isn't just coincidence, it's the precise fulfillment of what Zechariah saw centuries ago. When we step back and look at these prophecies, it's truly remarkable how precisely they align with historical events. The book of Zechariah was written hundreds of years before Jesus' birth, yet it describes in vivid detail not only his humble entrance into Jerusalem, but also the worldwide impact his message would have. This isn't just lucky guesswork, it's divine foreknowledge at work. Consider for a moment what this means about God's character and his plan for humanity. He didn't just set things in motion and hope for the best. Every detail was carefully orchestrated, every prophecy intentionally placed, creating a trail of evidence that points directly to Jesus' divine nature. From the specific mention of the donkey to the global spread of worship, these prophecies serve as signposts guiding us to truth. This perfect alignment between prophecy and fulfillment gives us confidence in our faith. It shows us that we're not following cleverly devised stories or cultural myths. Instead, we're witnessing the unfolding of a divine plan that was set in motion long before we existed. The fact that we can look back now and see how everything fits together perfectly is one of the strongest testimonies to Jesus' identity as the Son of God. When skeptics question the validity of our faith, these fulfilled prophecies stand as powerful evidence. They demonstrate that God's Word isn't just a collection of good ideas or moral teachings. It's a living document that accurately predicted events centuries before they occurred. This level of accuracy simply isn't possible through human wisdom alone. As we wrap up our exploration of Zechariah's prophecies today, we can't help but be amazed by the intricate tapestry of God's plan. From the humble king riding on a donkey to the worldwide spread of the gospel message, every detail speaks to the incredible precision of biblical prophecy. These prophecies aren't just ancient predictions, they're a testament to God's faithfulness and his perfect timing. When we see how accurately Zechariah's words were fulfilled in Jesus' life and in the spread of Christianity across the globe, it strengthens our confidence in God's word and his promises for our future.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the incredible fulfillment of your word, for sending Jesus, our humble King, who came not with worldly grandeur, but with divine humility and peace. We marvel at the precision of your plan, woven through prophecy and history, and how it continues to unite people from all nations in worship and faith. Lord, teach us to embrace the same humility and purpose that Jesus demonstrated. Help us to be instruments of your unity and love, breaking down barriers and reflecting your divine plan in our daily lives. May our hearts be filled with awe and confidence in your faithfulness and promises. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Friends, may the peace of our humble King Jesus fill your heart with confidence in his divine plan. As you go about your day, may his love guide your steps, his faithfulness strengthen your spirit, and his blessings overflow in your life. Take care, and may his grace always surround you. Blessings to you now and always.